Poland mourns its president after a weekend Tupolev crash in Russia. FAA ponders a change in its relationship with vendors. And Aircel takes informational seminars on the road. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, April 12, 2009. Polish President Lech Kaczynski, his wife Maria, and 94 other people were killed Saturday morning when the Tu-154 they were aboard went down on approach to Smolensk in eastern Russia in a thick fog. Officials said the presidential plane struck treetops and broke apart. The accident has also killed high-ranking financial, military, and diplomatic officials. Radio Free Europe reported the delegation was traveling to Russia for an event recognizing the 70th anniversary of the Katyn massacre. In 1940, the Soviet secret police executed thousands of Polish officers near Smolensk. The Tu-154 was reportedly at least 20 years old. Polish officials have reportedly been trying to replace the planes that are used for official travel for several years, but have lacked the funding. Kaczynski was elected president of Poland in 2005. He was 60 years old and had planned to seek re-election this fall. Russia has appointed a special investigative commission led by Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt told attendees at AEA last week the agency is considering a change in the way companies are invited to manufacture equipment. Quote, "That theory would be that instead of telling you the design specs quite accurately of what we want built, we would tell you what we want to receive from the product and let you design and build it," unquote. In a speech webcast live by Aero TV from the convention, Babbitt promised details later this month and added, quote, "It's going to give a lot of smaller companies the opportunity to sort of showcase their ability to be innovative and bring out some out-of-the-box thinking," unquote. The shift appears to acknowledge the growing contribution of small firms to advancing the state of the art and parallels a growing trend toward innovation which starts in the experimental and light sports segments and migrates up through business aircraft to Part 121, rather than coming down to those segments the other way around, as was common in the past. Aircel used last week's AEA show to announce the launch of a new educational series titled Getting Your Business Aircraft Online, The Seminar. The series is a tour that will stop in multiple cities across the U.S. this year, offering business aircraft operators what is promised to be a complete understanding of the latest generation of in-flight connectivity. Aircel Senior VP and General Manager John Wade notes, quote, "As part of the natural learning curve with these new capabilities, a great deal of confusion has arisen as various providers attempt to hype the virtues of a single network or an equipment package. In sharp contrast to mobile networks on the ground, which are often quite similar, airborne network capabilities can vary drastically. This makes it critical for operators to have a clear understanding of what's available," unquote. There are 6 seminar locations currently scheduled between May and September. To get the full list, go to aircel.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on Media Room, then select Aircel Announces 2010 In-Flight Internet Seminar Series. Up next on ANN, Boeing says its new tanker would bring jobs to Florida. Cessna says it will step up production to overcome delays on the Skycatcher. And the aviation wankel may be coming of age. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing doesn't officially have a competitor yet for the U.S. Air Force KCX tanker, but the company is already outpitching the economic benefits of its plan for production. Boeing says the state of Florida, which is about to lose an estimated 23,000 aerospace jobs due to the retirement of NASA's shuttle program, would see 1,900 new ones created at 14 suppliers, generating an estimated $95 million in economic impact in Florida each year if its bid is chosen. The company made the announcement at Tallahassee last week. Mark Wilson, president of the Florida Chamber of Commerce, responded, quote, "Our state is proud to be part of Boeing's new gen tanker team and looks forward to the new gen's selection as the next air refueling aircraft for America," unquote. Among the Florida manufacturers ready to produce critical components on the new gen tanker are Vought Aircraft, Goodrich Lighting Systems, Paul AeroPower, Parker Fluid Systems, and Radiant Power Corporation. Boeing says the new gen will be manufactured at existing Boeing facilities in Washington State and Kansas and create more than 50,000 jobs nationwide at Boeing and its suppliers. If you are one of the folks with a new Cessna Skycatcher on order, this should come as good news. Cessna says it's set to accelerate customer deliveries of the new LSA to catch up after a need for tooling modifications added delays. Cessna says it and its production partner, Shenyang Aircraft Corporation in China, are working together to ramp up deliveries through the rest of 2010. Another group of Skycatchers is being readied in Wichita now for delivery to customers in coming weeks. Cessna says work continues to gain European acceptance for the LSA certification process that would allow deliveries to European customers. So far, 12 countries around the world recognize ASTM standards for the new LSA class. Mistral Engines says it has made significant advancements in its efforts to receive FAA certification for its all-new 300-horsepower G300 rotary aircraft engine. CEO Philippe Dour explains, quote, "We have the engine mounted on a MAL MX-7 flight test aircraft, and it is currently undergoing ground power tests at our U.S. base in DeLand, Florida," unquote. Dour also says his engineering team is on the verge of successfully finishing structural testing in the U.S. He adds a proprietary FADEC has achieved very positive results so far, and engine endurance tests are scheduled to begin in the third quarter of this year. The normally aspirated Mistral G300 is a three-rotor engine intended to bridge the performance, reliability, and cost gap between current piston and turbine engines, and which promises multi-fuel capability. Dour says now that confidence is high in FAA certification, the company will begin accepting deposits beginning at Aero Friedrichshafen this week. Still ahead, the FAA certifies the Diamond DA-42NG. The Kandahar Air Wing is making progress with British help. And please, Weekend at Bernie's was fiction. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, April 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Diamond Aircraft has received FAA certification for its DA-42NG, powered by twin 170-horsepower Austro engine AE-300 turbodiesels. Significantly, the certification also approves IFR and FIKI. The certification also brings more choices for existing DA-42 owners. It includes conversion of T-Alert-powered DA-42s to the NG configuration, including optional installation of the Garmin GFC 700 autopilot. CEO Christian Dries notes, quote, "With Diamond now offering FAA-certified Lycoming and Austro-engine-powered versions of the DA-42, our customers have a wide range of options to match their requirements and preferences. Customers have the choice of staying with the TAE engines or converting to either Lycoming or Austro engines. We are currently in the process of establishing the service and support infrastructure for the NG in North America and will shortly be announcing the details of an all-inclusive maintenance program," unquote. Diamond has also received EASA VFR and IFR certification for the DA-40NG, powered by a single AE-300 turbodiesel power plant. The Kandahar Air Wing of the Afghanistan National Air Corps is reporting significant progress since October, credited in large measure to the contribution of the British military. 572 personnel are established on the wing, including pilots, engineers, logistics, and admin staff. The Air Wing currently operates four Mi-17 transport helicopters, but plans to have 14 in service next year. Two Afghan Mi-17s were recently involved in training Afghan crews over the English countryside. The project is being run by UK tri-service personnel from the Joint Helicopter Command to train Afghan pilots to fly their Russian-built helicopters. Additional training will be provided once the troops return to Afghanistan. And finally today, two German nationals living in Oldham, UK, have been arrested for attempting to bring a deceased 91-year-old relative onto a plane bound for Berlin. The women told officials at John Lennon Airport in Liverpool that the elderly man in the wheelchair was sleeping. A cab driver, who had helped the women put the body in a wheelchair, alerted airport security staff and says the women told him, quote, "They reassured me that he always sleeps like that," unquote. The BBC reports that the women claim they were unaware the elderly relative had died the day before. They've been charged with failure to give notification of a death and have been released on bond. Perhaps when you rent the movie Weekend at Bernie's, it needs to come with a disclaimer. Don't try this at home. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains why the risk of encounters with icing actually gets worse this time of year. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.